Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are talking about a massive disaster right now, with hundreds of thousands in the millions of people potentially affected.
It is one of the worst weather-related disasters, tropical cyclone-related disasters in the Southern Hemisphere.
As much as 90% of Mozambique's central port city of Beira has been damaged or destroyed.
Where there was land, there is now water.
400,000 people at least have been displaced or made homeless.
The scale of the devastation was massive and horrifying.
Tragically, the counting of the dead will take some time.
I was in a helicopter this morning, and flying over, you're seeing, you know, complete communities that are surrounded by water.
Right now, we are seeing thousands of people congregating in informal, improvised camps. Many of these informal camps are in desperate conditions.
If you look at the aerial shots, it's absolutely devastating because people are salvaging metal strips of roofs that peeled away and down trees to try to keep afloat.
I'm Kevin Rincon from WCBS 880. This is the weekly global brief. Tropical Cyclone Idai.
What happened in Mozambique is that a cyclone hit that is the most devastating cyclone in decades, maybe in history, that has affected 1.6 million people. That's roughly the entire population of Manhattan.
That cyclone existed for all of 14 days, but its impact will be felt in southern Africa for decades. CBS Foreign Affairs analyst Pamela Falk says even now, days after the storm hit, it's still a race against the clock.
It is a race to rescue all of those who are trapped in flood waters, including children. And so the big fear right now is drowning, is trying to get to people. Rescue workers are having to leave people behind because entire towns, Beira is the main town in Mozambique, where there are no roads. And so what the aid agencies are doing, World Food Program, World Health Organization, and Red Cross and other nonprofit organizations are using drones and are using helicopters because they can't access the areas.
Among the volunteers on the ground, Corey Butler with the International Red Cross and Red Crescent.
So I've just flown in as of yesterday to Beira, which is one of the epicenters of the cyclone from last week.
Corey, like many, surveyed the damage from overhead in a helicopter.
Many parts of the area are still underwater, although we are seeing some hopeful news that the sun has come out, the water is beginning to recede. Rains are coming down, which means that hopefully people can begin to face the recovery, the very long recovery ahead.
Regionally, Mozambique has been getting aid from South Africa, which it borders. But this cyclone swept through Mozambique, went hundreds of miles inland into Zimbabwe and Malawi. They were hard hit too. And moving forward, the road to recovery will be a long one.
One of the biggest challenges, I think, as this water recedes, the vulnerability to health outbreaks. When we have stagnant water and water that's beginning to recede, it's a breeding ground for different health issues.
And that's exactly what Pamela Falk says other organizations, even neighboring countries, are worried about.
When this kind of water stays around for so long, you have waterborne and airborne diseases. And so they're worried about all sorts of things, including malaria, coming to the region. And that could really just make the crisis that much worse.
It's estimated hundreds have been killed while thousands, still a week later, are missing.
The needs are going to continue well beyond even this first stage of our response.
And another concern, this might just be the start of what's a new normal. Experts have seen cyclones in the region intensify as climate has changed. I did ask Corey Butler with the International Red Cross if there's something we could do. She said support local Red Cross organizations, and if you can, volunteer. I'm Kevin Rincon. See you next week on the Weekly Global Brief.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.